This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cuckers my got thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me from me thing up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Salt Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Faith Center Ministries, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cuckers bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
The Monday, October 30th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Mr. Producer, I ain't seeing you in 3 weeks. But boy, come the 5 o'clock hour, me and Purdy could deal with you. I could officially say you're not going to come off your high horse. If y'all could beat us 42-10 and then I got to watch y'all lose 3 weeks in a row and me still be in contention, so be it. I love it. So we got plenty of sports to talk about today. That'll be all in the 5 o'clock hour. We normally get into the Abaco report on a Monday. I'm waiting right now patiently for Roscoe Thompson to chime in. We do have Roscoe. All right, good. So we'll take the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll go straight into Abaco. You know how to chime in. Phone lines in Nassau are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. All right, Mr. Producer, let's check this call real quick before we go to the phone lines. Because when we come out of the break, we're going straight to Abaco. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Listen, good evening to you, my brethren.
What you got for me, Sparky? What's going on with you, my brother?
See, what I got for you, when I tee you off, you want to do one of them Tiger
Woods.
Okay,
so what you got for me today, though, Sparks? I hope you had a good weekend, but what you got for me today?
Yeah, man, let me tell you something. Okay, first of all, last week I tell you about I carried somebody on the 83rd birthday. Then this weekend, I got my brother Julian Edgecombe in Fox Hill. His birthday was on Saturday. Then my other boy, you know my boy, he's called The Gun.
Yeah.
His birthday was yesterday.
My God. How old Gun is?
Like Gun 10 years younger than me. I'm 72, so Gun should be 62.
All right.
So now Julian threw his birthday on Saturday, and Julian just turned 72. I got him by a couple of months.
So y'all had your party, y'all had your cocktails, y'all had your sessions.
I'm 72 and Brave 31 days behind me.
All right.
So I lead in the pack with that crew. Well, and then Gun is my boy from way back in Purity Bacon, way back then.
But what you could do, I ain't really saying he one of your crew, but he one of your 70 and your septuagenarian crew.
You got all them logistics and things.
Yeah, I see the flyer flying around, but re-elect Mr. Mitchell for chairman. I mean, what's going on?
Let me tell you.
He need to practice what he preaches. If he ain't come back, he don't need to come back.
But I can do this quick. Let me get off because you know you're cut off. But you just want to know the people. Let me talk. Them other people tell me I got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know other people. Man.
Yeah, you know them other people, them funny talk show. They let certain people call in and talk for a whole day. And then when Sparky called it, so they hear him out.
But that's they show, Sparky, so yeah, let them do what they do on their show. This, we can do what we do on my show.
Hey, but this the bucket motor, this Naughty show.
All right, so
Naughty's doing it different way. Naughty tell the producer, don't cut Sparky. Well, let me cut it.
Let me know what you got on that one thing, man.
But now, with all these people, the people in New Providence seem to be more involved in the election, what's going on up in Freeport, and they can't vote.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
And look like Penny and been up in there in the yellow shirt campaigning too. I know right here from Nassau.
Okay, all this kind of thing. I don't have no problem with them being PLB because you know me, I'm a PLB. But what I'm saying is, the people in New Providence seem to be more concerned with going on in Freeport and Bimini than the people up there.
Because maybe the Freeport and Bimini ain't checking for the candidates they got and they ain't on their run.
They're propaganda campaign from New Providence, eh?
Yeah.
But what I want to say, now, I can put on something in the quick day. And let me go out here. You know you surround me, but my prime minister.
You're all right with me, you know.
Let me tell you a projection.
Yes, he crude to have me upset.
Let me do my little prediction now for 2026. I believe the F&M go win one seat. Good time. My prime minister going in with a sweep.
Sparky, now I can call BS on you. Sparky, wipe your mouth. You're talking now on the radio.
Naughty. By the time election time comes, this country could be so sweet. Brave going in there flying with all the seats, but we can let the leader.
Sparky, I call BS, and now I can cut you. Have a great Monday, Sparky. Oh, Lord, we start now. Oh, Lord. Let's take a break and let's go to Abaco. We'll be right back on Talking Heads, because I got to laugh and that one's Sparky. I kill him myself laughing like I talk. Take me to the break.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Join Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sometime Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
At Kalina, we want to be a part of your journey. Come, share your dreams and goals with us. Whether you're getting married, planning for that new home, switching careers, counting down to retirement, or simply wanting more confidence for life, we are here to listen. Let's plan for tomorrow today. No pressure. Just a chat between friends. Visit Kalina.com and connect with an agent today. We are waiting to hear your story.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
got you on the Monday, October 30th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6. And yes, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Pearlie will be chiming in then. But let's go to Abaco right now, as we do each and every Monday. We have the Abaco Report. We got Roscoe Thompson chiming in. So let's see what exactly is, you know, transpiring in Abaco. And then, of course, Roscoe's take on some of the other things popping up across the political landscape. Roscoe, what's going on, my brother?
Right here, my brother. I know it's a good weekend.
This is a good Monday for me, and yeah, but it's one of them rare times we could celebrate on a Monday.
Your Cowboys won and my Dolphins won, so we're in good shape.
And then nobody robbed you. Nobody robbed you without a mask. Nobody robbed you in a striped shirt with a whistle. You know, I like that. It was good stuff.
Yeah. So how's things?
I'm good, man. How's things in Abaco? First and foremost,
right here. Cool, little overcast today, but same old Naughty. Just the same old man.
I had somebody hit me before I went on there and said, ask Roscoe about the generators, Naughty. He said, make sure I ask Roscoe about the generators, man.
The generator's still there? What, you mean out at the BPL? Yeah. I know they've been having some issues. Yeah, I see that Hopetown was off, but I think that was a feeder line that caused that.
Well, that's exactly what they mentioned to me in the text, that the distribution is the problem. It might not be the generator, but it's not getting to where it needs to be properly.
Yeah, I think it's one of the feeder lines.
And I told him, I said, in all fairness, you know, I talk to Roscoe every Monday, you can't beat up BPL, because from what I'm getting from him is they're trying to don this down there with their hands tied.
Yeah, I mean, listen, hey, I understand with distribution, you know, it's another it's a difference with generation. You know, you got to give, and I don't want to say it's an excuse, but you know, they're still trying to work out the kinks and everything and get everything situated from Dorian. I mean, there's still places that, you know, are getting power. They had to run new lines to Hopetown, you know, different areas. So I don't want to sound like I'm a advocate for BPL, but I got to give the linesmen and the workers credit and some of the management. But it's still a nuisance.
That's kind of what I'm getting. That was the word that was used in the text a couple of times as well, too, is nuisance.
Yeah.
It's like a real thing. They were like, no, I didn't understand, but it's aggravating. It is very annoying, and it's become a nuisance at this stage.
It is. Trust me. It's not just a nuisance for them. It's for everybody that it affects. So I guess, you know, we're just like the rest of the Bahamas. You know, we're suffering just like everybody else. You know, I know Eleuthera. I think Eleuthera still has problems, you know, with their generator. You know, so I mean, it's all over. But getting back to Abaco, man, we had an incident this weekend where the sewage, you know, backed up through the pipes and the drains out there at the airport. I think Mr. Mills might have done a video on it.
Yeah.
You know, those are the concerns that get me. You know, we still don't have a generator out there for power, but now you have a sewage issue. That's a major concern for me. You know, it seems I don't know what's happening, you know.
Seems like a lot of us don't know what's happening, Roscoe, you know. You can't get a straight answer.
I love Sparky to death, but to say one seat, I mean, Roscoe, that's
laughable. Come on, buddy. That is laughable.
I know.
That's the brown bottle talking there. I got a couple of texts right here for you. Great show as usual. Tell Sparky we're Nassau more in the election than the people who voted because we are Bahamians and we nosy. And I've seen plenty of Bahamians wearing their yellow shirt go down there and campaign. People who I know from separate constituencies up here.
That happens. That happens. I know. In my election in North Africa.
And F&M too. The two of them.
Yeah, both of them.
Great show as usual. The illegal immigrants would assist and tell the people at BPL how to properly work the generators in Abaco. Those people.
Oh,
no. The illegals in Abaco don't know how to run BPL or could give insight to BPL. They know how to thief off of BPL. They know how to run cord from BPL. So don't get it right, Dexter. Get it right. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Get it right. Highlight bills.
Yeah, no.
Naughty Sparky got to be on flit. Forget the brown bottle. Oh, Jesus. Highlight bills, travel budget, increased consultancy budget, increased and social services budget cut, and Sparky talking, minus shaking my head, sucking my teeth. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick, Roscoe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Golly day to this doc, in a way, so long with you, Naughty.
What's going on there, Brayman? What you got for me, my brother?
Terrible. We need justice, law, and order in this country, especially on your two Spence Street. Naughty, this country are not moving forward at all. You know, I just reminisce on what's happening and listen to the radio and stuff like that. And, of course, that goes out also occasionally. This country are not moving. And it just amazes me.
But it's a new day, Brayman. What do you mean it's not moving? It's a new day. What do you mean the country's not moving?
Boy, I'm desperate. The preachers, the priests, all of them just be talking foolishness. Because this country are not moving. And I don't see why it should not be moving. Makes me sick.
It should be moving, Brayman. I agree with you. It should be moving, but it's not. It's like we're stuck in the mud, spinning wheels in the mud like molasses going uphill. Every day it's the same old, same old. I get you there.
Take good care.
You too, Brayman, and don't bust no corner, nobody. Keep praying and keep doing your due diligence. But, Roscoe, I mean, that's kind of the sentiment everywhere. I have another question out of Abaco. You see the big notice about the shanty towns today, Naughty. What's Roscoe's take on that? Will they actually act in those shanty towns in Abaco, or is that just still more posturing?
When I see it, I'll believe it. That's the point.
We must be born a day apart for a reason by Roscoe, because somebody asked me the same question. I told him the same thing. I'll believe it when I see it. I might add an adjective or two in there that you didn't use, but you know what I'm saying.
Mouth,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mouth could say anything.
Money by land.
It's the actions that speak. So when you start seeing that they're doing something, then I can, you know, and in actuality, if something is done, I could give them, you know, props for doing that. But all that it's been for 2 years is talk. Until we see houses being demolished and, you know, it being dealt with, it's just hot air. I think it's just to distract from something
else. Just pontification.
You know, it's very frustrating in that regards. And it is like that because I'll use me as an example. Still to this day, I'm waiting on national insurance from over a year ago, when I got injured on the job. Waiting for national insurance to reimburse me for monies that I put out. And Naughty, I'll tell people, I'm 52 years old. This is the first time in my life that I have ever collected from national insurance. To this day, I have yet to get my money back from over a year ago. Now, don't get me wrong. I got my benefits for the weeks that I were off. Due to the accident.
Right.
But I have yet to receive monies that I put out of my own pocket.
Wow.
It just really dumbfounds me in how our system works.
Yeah. And then when we wonder why there's no liquid in national insurance, we wonder why. I know we got
Correct.
A lot of assets, but we need liquid. And we need liquid when folks need their benefits that they pay every day when they don't have an issue. When they do have an issue, they need that on time. That's the problem.
You know, so, and I know there's other people out, but I'm just using that because that's why I say mouth can say anything, you know, and it's most government agencies, you know, that, oh yeah, we're going to do something, we're going to get, but you don't hear anything, you know, it goes, mum's the word, DRA, social services.
Another one coming off the text lines. Naughty, great show as always. Ask Roscoe, what's the latest on the shanty towns?
Nothing. As of today, I will drive down there tomorrow and check it out. But as of today,
were there notices posted in that shantytown, Roscoe, saying that in 30 days you need to move, or the structure will be removed, or is that in other shantytowns?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I saw the article today in, I think, The Guardian. I think it was in the paper. But I did not get in depth into reading it.
Here's another one off the text lines. Naughty Nasuvian's going to Freeport to give an illusion that the PRP has a huge following, that's all, and making it look like the Grand Bahamians can't do the job of securing that seat themselves. Wow.
Well, what they say, Naughty, you got two FNMs running there, right?
That's Kingsley, what they say.
Kingsley and
that's what they say. I hear one of Yanni is a big FNM, and then the next one is a long time FNM. That's what I hear it.
Yeah, but that's what I heard too. But
I hear politically he was raised in the FNM, but reared in the PRP. You know how they say, you know, I was born here, but reared here. You know, that's what I hear.
that's gonna be interesting. I you know, it scares me to know the type of money that's going to be spent down there.
No, but the fact that you get a text like this coming through, which I find comical, but since we're reading Sparky's comedy today, we got to read this too. Naughty and Roscoe, we in the COI are waiting for them to come at the crossing, to come across. Seats are running out. They could argue in public. They are welcome. They could be the free FNM in the COI. Why would anybody want to join a party whose leader has proven to be a liar? I've proven him to be a liar. Others have proven him to be a liar. Your deputy leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, that's a dog and pony circus show. You think anybody with sense want to join up with that? Come on now. Good try, COI. But y'all got to do better. Starting with your leader right on down. Serious people ain't on that run.
Listen, you know, they should have ran somebody from West End, Bimini.
Roscoe, do you know why he's there? Because I jinxed him on national radio to put his money where his mouth is. Stop lying. See how popular you are and go running West End. That's why.
What's that?
He didn't even take my $400. Yeah. A couple of cronies got together and said, we don't need your money, Naughty. We can nominate him. And okay. Now, my question is, if you're so into Pinewood, even though you've been rejected as an FNM, a PLP, a DNA in Pinewood, and I got ties in Pinewood, Pinewood said, ain't on any run. But if you're so serious about Pinewood, why would you so fast to hop, skip, and jump to run to West End and Grand Bahama, and in the process lie on your family members, lie on your connections, to get a seat?
Yeah, I
it's all, it just proving my theory. It is all for the wrong reasons. It's all for the click, the hype, the likes, and the clout. It's nothing to do with country.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I refer to them as a farce, I say it with reason that I can back up from a personal level. And when I say he's a liar, he's lied on me, slandered my name, and then nothing to prove it because he can't because it's a lie. And then number two, don't have the bollocks or the brains to offer a retractment or a retraction.
No, but he'll ask for retraction when somebody else
makes it. You got it. Like I say, he need to stop worrying about others, worrying about paying off those court order debts he needs to pay off, and stop the dog and pony show and get serious. Politics isn't a game in this country anymore. People need to take it serious.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. The people, unfortunately, some people just take you as a joke. I mean, and that goes with really any party. But you got to have credibility. And honestly, Naughty, you know, when the red and the yellow machine gets going, it's very. I don't care who you are at this point in time. I being part of the DNA in 2012. You know,
Roscoe, like I said, you being diplomatic, everybody knows in politics you need a bag. And when it comes down to the political war of elections in this country, the FNM just get their big bag and the PLP just get their big bag. The COI, y'all are not bag worthy. Y'all will not get no bag. So as much as you beating up your gums, when it comes down to the nitty gritty, when it comes down to somebody with money backing you, and bankrolling your campaign, not going to happen. Because people ain't going to throw good money after bad.
You know that.
All right, then. So I just being honest. And that, to me right now, is part of this minutia in the political landscape that's just distracting people. Let's call it for what it is. Let's see who could be running in 2026, because it could be the same old. We repetitious as a people. We keep going, but we like bad treatment. That's why I call us conk. You see what I'm saying? We like abusive relationships. I think we got Stockholm Syndrome. I think we're in love with our captors now. So at the end of the day, and I use captors because we got us captive in certain issues. So, yeah. Look at this text. Naughty Thinking didn't lie. He just did not tell the truth. He misappropriated his words like the prime minister. But I guess they all lied it. If they misappropriate and misspeak, I guess they all guilty of that.
The accountability and transparency is gone. I mean, you know, when you look at
people, Roscoe, we're alien to that.
Yeah, but Naughty, but anyway, it still dumbfounds me when I look at, you know, the Procurement Act and everything and how things are still being done. You know, you might as well give it to who you want to give it to. I mean, that's what's happening now.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie.
But you said something earlier that, you know, I want to touch on. You talked about, you know, all the traveling and all the different budget, you know, the different allocations for the you know, travel, whatever, consultancy, all of that. If we had to take 60% of that and use that back, Nassau and Abaco, most of the roads throughout the Bahamas could probably be patched and fixed with that money, you know.
I agree with
you. I mean, what did they spend on consultancy fees? What was it, $74 million or something like that? It jumped up this...
Yeah, gone up on consultancy fees. It was $60 million, and then I think it went up to $74 million.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you look at that, and I mean, nothing's happened. None of these government agencies, like Ministry of Works over here, Social Services, where are funds to help operate these departments that are within your own government?
That's another good question. We got a phone call on the line. Let's go to the lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hi, pleasant good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Anton? What's happening, my brother?
Boy, I right here.
Boy, listen, I was calling for you last week, and I figured you was busy, man. What is going on in your beloved PLP? What's happening with all the fiefdoms and the infighting in the belly of the beast? What's happening? And just how you laughing, I know that laugh. You know that I know that you know that I know what's going on.
Hey, plenty going on. But before I say anything, good afternoon, Roscoe, and good afternoon to the nation. Look, I heard you when you were calling me.
Good afternoon.
And calling me and relating me to a specific position within the PLP. All I got to do is laugh at that.
You are the PLP whisperer. You break it down for me. You know what's going on. You are a seasoned Milian of that organization, buddy. You can translate it for everybody.
Today, I'd like to make what will come off as a very interesting comment and observation, right?
After Sparky say Braden get reelected and FNM only give in one seat, you up against it today, Anton. You really got you got a tall order to follow.
Who said that?
Sparky.
Well, I live in the real estate, and he's entitled to his viewpoint. I don't know what tune he's singing for or what he's trying to get done. But I believe in being practical in my communications and realistic in my communications and statistics and facts driven in whatever I utter. And so, what I will say, Naughty, as it relates to my comment is, you know, we are realizing record level tourism numbers, Roscoe and Naughty, in our country, right? Correct?
Well, we are realizing numbers. I'll agree with you, the numbers are there, but are we feeling the impact of those numbers, especially on the cruise ship islands, though? We don't make that revenue.
Let me just develop my point. But just follow with me. We are experiencing record number visitor levels in the tourism industry. Correct, Naughty and Roscoe?
Numbers. From a numbers level, numbers, yes. From a monetary level, no.
Okay. So what I would like for us to be able to do in terms of giving more meaning to these statistics is we need to be able to translate those numbers into how many more opportunities for entrepreneurship has been developed, whether it be in the capital, whether it be in the second city, whether it be in the third city of Abaco, Grand Bahama Abaco, or whether it be in Exuma or any of the other family islands, right? This is this is the level of communication that I believe we should be engaging the Bahamian public with. And I believe that if we can successfully translate these numbers and demonstrate what these numbers actually mean in terms of impacting Bahamian lives, whether it be through businesses that were created, whether it be through increasing businesses that touristic businesses realize, whether
Antoine, what about negotiating with the cruise ship companies to the point? We need Bahamians employed on these islands when you are in port. Or you need to pay work permits for the foreign nationals that you're bringing off said cruise ships to work on islands, displacing Bahamians from an opportunity to make revenue.
Right.
That's if we really want to make the change, that's where we got to go. I get your ideas about surrounding entrepreneurial opportunities and economic impact. I get that. And that should be second fold. But the main crux of it is we need Bahamians on those private islands making money, servicing the industry.
Well, that's the point that I'm making now, Naughty. If you're hearing me, that's the point that I'm speaking to.
I will make sure that's what we're getting, because me and you on the same page with that.
Yeah, that's specifically what I'm speaking to, because to my mind, right, and this is from a nationalistic perspective, if we're going to be talking about increases in tourist arrivals in our country on any particular island, especially record level increases, then that should also reflect and translate into the opportunities, whether it be through entrepreneurship, touristic entrepreneurship, or whether it be through career developing opportunities for Bahamians, or whether it be through job opportunities for Bahamians, quality job opportunities, not just job opportunities. And I believe shift our thinking to what I'm speaking to. Well, I've been speaking to this for the last 20 to 25 years, to be quite frank, Naughty. But if Roscoe, if we can shift our thinking to what I'm speaking to, then I believe this impact that you were speaking about, Naughty, we will be able to tout, and the Bahamian people will be able to tout along with us, because the impact would be felt nationwide. And that is how, in my view, that is how you get the benefits out of what we have in our country in terms of 7 to 8 million tourists coming to our shores every year, whether it be through increasing the dollar spent and being able to track exactly how that dollar spend is being transferred.
We do need to know that, because we're in the region, we're still one of the lowest spends in the region. I think the highest spend in the region is St. Lucia, St. Nevis, and St. Kitts and possibly Aruba at $200 to $300 a person, where we are in the $25 to $100 range.
I'll end with this, Naughty and Roscoe. Until we are able to develop tourism and the tracking of the productivity of tourism to the point that I'm discussing right now, then, of course, and all we're doing is seeing more and more people come to the country, but we can't really rely and speak intelligently to the facts of how that is translating to an improvement of Bahamians' lives through entrepreneurship or through job opportunities. Thanks for the opportunity.
Look, and I agree with you. Look at, I use Toby Smith as an example, you know, with over there on PI, a Bahamian looking to do something.
Correct.
You know, and you got, what is it, Royal Caribbean, RCI, comes in there, and basically a Bahamian gets pushed out. I don't understand why you would put something in the middle of the harbor when right across the harbor is the cruise port terminal. I that just doesn't make sense. All that money that we put into the new terminal, it just doesn't.
It's almost like you want to maximize that area. You stay in the port, within all environs, and with all the usual Bahamian companies have been monopolized out there for a first-time buy at the tourists off the boat. And hey, if you're going to go on an excursion, right across the harbor, right over to that island, where we can keep an eye on you.
Yeah,
we can make all this money right here in this little area.
Listen, we could have 15 million or 8 million or 10 million people come by cruise ship. Don't get me wrong. But what are we getting out of it? A departure tax, and you're lucky.
Right, and we're not getting national insurance. I'm sorry, work permits or immigration money, work permits or off of work permits, because these foreign nationals go off the boat every week and work and pay no work permits.
Right. So,
and that's the job Bahamians could be doing. And Toby has been on this show and brought Mr. Farkas into task on it. Because that's wrong. Bahamians could do those jobs. They need those jobs. Employ Bahamians. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Marty, how you doing,
man? Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Let's go. Listen, enjoying the conversation. Let's look at this from a really realistic standpoint. We as Bahamians who are only certified, and you don't even have to be college certified or university certified, but through working in this country and getting the experience and so on and so forth, I mean, I believe that we can basically run any in circles around many persons who work permit comes into this country. I mean, I just said to someone no longer than 3 days ago, let's look at all of the major hotels. There was a time back in the day, especially during Penland days, when all of those top positions were held by Bahamians. You had Bahamian general managers. You don't even have Bahamian executives much anymore in the hospitality industry, heading huge hotels. But that's only one part of the equation. Many of the corporations were led by Bahamians. And in fact, it seems as if when you're really being respected and being noticed for what you bring to the table, it's like Bahamians have to be outside of this country working for other people around the world, excelling, getting the top positions, presidents and vice presidents, and so on and so forth. So what is so sickening is right here in our country. You have all these Bahamians with this knowledge, talent, sitting about, doing jobs, if I could use that term, making less than what they should be making. But they're not given the opportunity to really elevate, break through the glass ceiling, and really take on the big jobs, whereas they are doing it anyway, but they have other people from other jurisdictions fronting, but the Bahamian is doing all of the hard work. I mean, it is just, maddening and sickening. Just to sit here, even right now today, you know, in this 2023, to be talking the same thing that we've been addressing for well over 5, 6, 7, 10 years. It's just crazy, you know. My last point here, you know, I believe going forward, you know, as I said just now on a voice note, we as Bahamians, we got to stop allowing these people to just pee on your head and think that it's water. You know, we have
and tell you it's rain. It ain't rain.
We have to stand up and fight for this country because we are not being recognized and respected in this country for being the Bahamians that we are. So until we are able to do that and stop being divided by these political parties and really get serious about being Bahamian first, And really agitating the governing party government, to do the bidding of the Bahamian people and not what they think that we desire, but what it is that we desire. Until we get to that point, this place is not going to get any better going forward. So thanks for taking my call, Marty, and y'all take care.
Appreciate you, Jeff, as always, man. Always good stuff. Roscoe, we got to wrap things up. We're almost to the end here. But here's something that I find really sobering as to where we are as a country, and it speaks volumes. Naughty, I hear you, right? But honestly, I don't care what the COI lies about. I still rather to give them a chance, give them a try, than to let one of them same two parties back in. If a pack of school kids came forward, I would give them a try because we already know what we would get from the PRP and FNM, corruption and discipline. But you're going to get more of that from the COI because we've seen lie upon lie from their administration. Okay? They have no acumen about politics, considering the whole, you know, the way they handled the Mr. Wilstrom funeral scenario and multiple other red flags that this organization has brought up. So, hey, it's your vote. Rock it however you want to. But just know, in my opinion, that's more of the same old, same old. One is two veteran parties with issues. One is a new party with the same issues and more than the old two parties. So why you want to trade Black Dog for Rattlesnake? No.
You can't. I mean, can't. But listen, Indigo, I did it back in 2011.
And that's why I always call us the conk. That's why I call us conk. Because we allowing these people to keep beating us, and we done beaten down to the point where we accept a new brand of lousiness and lies rather than an old set. We still all getting it the same old, same old. Why we can't wake up from that?
And you know what I'm scared? You got the Coalition of Independents, which is a part of a so-called, but it's now kind of hindered an independent running, you know, because you got to, you know, if you want to run independent, you got to make sure you're clear and let people know that, hey, I'm running for this. I'm not part of the COI, or, you know, I'm not part of this party or that party.
And guess what? I mean, when you have like blind fanatical followers, like you know, Branch Davidian and Jim Jones, you got a problem. Like, look at this text right here. Your guardian host really got to stop. Why you're picking on Lincoln? It's like every radio talk show is belittling the man. Remember Pinlin, Christie, Ingram, Minnis, right? And all of them did not. They had issues, but they didn't have issues like Mr. Bain. Now, let me speak for me as a guardian host. The man lied and slandered my name, cannot prove any of his lies, because they are lies, slandered this radio station with more lies, so I don't need to go any... He has shown me exactly who he is, even though I had a clear standing prior as to who he is, with lots of his unscrupulous behavior and underhanded tactics. What y'all should do is stop... Look, this is all I was saying... 50,000 Frenchmen can't be wrong. If Guardian Radio's got issue with him, and every other talk show guy's got issue with him, save for one, who we all know will let anybody on to keep the lights on, and they just go from being PLP to FNM to PLP to FNM every section. I ain't calling no name, because I still hold a lot of respect for them, for that gentleman. However, y'all need to get it straight. No, Lincoln couldn't take none of our girlfriends. Lincoln got away by keeping his own girlfriends. Don't talk that now. That's what that reggae song was. The pastor catch the deacon with the wife. Roy! Anyway, we can leave that alone. So don't make me go there. All right? The only thing that is a false texter is the blind loyalty y'all have to this party that is going to fail y'all miserably in the long run.
Yeah, that...
So if y'all want to be that ignorant... to let a new brand of BS come in, an unproven brand of BS, then that's on y'all. Vote how you want. But then don't cry later when it come back to bite you in the butt. Like how many people voted for this New Day administration and it come back to bite them in the butt. Just ask Albaco.
You know that.
Listen, I'm not afraid to try anything new. But if it's the same kind of concoction or a similar recipe that hurt me before, then no, I'm not going to try it. But if it's new and improved and can help me, you darn Skippy, I can try it. So don't forgive me for having sense and say I'll pass when I know trash when I see it. Now, Roscoe, I want you to have a great remainder of the week in Abaco.
Yeah, I come in. I think I'll be in the Nassau on Wednesday for 2 days.
Holla at your boy and we'll make it happen. Joker's got some funny comedians. You need to go over and get a laugh, man.
I might need that. Yeah, I'll touch base with you when I come in Wednesday afternoon. I do appreciate you as you having us on every Monday just to bring an update on what's going on here in Abaco. I just asked that the airport authority get that septic situation out at the Leonard M. Thompson Airport situated. We can't have that happening again with tourists in a full airport where the sewer starts backing up. And I mean, you saw the video, the roaches and everything coming out of the drains and everything, and the sewage coming back up. So I do ask that they try to address that as soon as possible.
They do need to. I appreciate you, my brother. And as always, we'll do it again next Monday.
Yes, sir.
Very, God very, bless. Very, very good hour of this one, man. For sure, for sure, for sure. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Have a good day.
You too, my brother. Be safe, man. Take care.
All right,
we'll take the break, flip side of the break. We'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. And guess what, Macy, Ohio friends? Hey, you still all right with me, you know? Just because we agree to disagree, y'all ain't going to get all personal. Because you know I ain't never scared, right? And I just bite back harder than y'all is fucking throw break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by the Bahamas Salt Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Faith Industries, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, Johns Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We are back at you on the Monday, October 30th edition of Talking Edge, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. But I might have to exit a little bit early. I do have a I have to get to. I might have to get leave a little early just to get there in time. But Pearly will be taking you the rest of the way. Pearly chiming in. What's going on, Pearly?
I'm trying to chime in with you, but I'm having a little issues hearing you.
Be good, man. Be good. You can hear me now?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Hey, Mr. Producer.
Let me check.
Turn up the volume.
Sure I'm okay.
Check Pearly.
Give me half a second. Let me check my device and see what's going on.
Pearly can't hear me. We could hear Pearly, but I can't hear. But Pearly can't hear us. Boy, we could hear you and everybody in the room too.
I know. I can't hold on. Let me see what's going on. For some reason, I'm having an issue. I'm gonna come out and come back in.
Pearly say he's gonna come back in and bounce back in. Do that, Pearly, and I'll knock out today in sports history. All right, and you can join me right after that. So let's jump on in to set it off today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And listen, I had lunch last week down at Naughty Johnny. My God, that was good. Oh, Lord, that was good. Be sure to check them out on that Businessman's Lunch Special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. It's a different special daily. See what they got hooked up for you. Give them a call, 377-7776. All right. Today in sports history, on this day, October 30th, 1919, the Professional Baseball Association ruled that spitballs and shine balls were illegal. In 1974, in Kinshasa, Zaire, Muhammad Ali regained his heavyweight boxing title by knocking out George Foreman in the eighth round. 1988, the New York Jets beat the Pittsburgh Steelers for the first time. 1992, Magic Johnson played his last game in the NBA before retiring for the second and final time. 1997, Violet Palmer became the first woman to officiate an NBA game. The game was between the Dallas Mavericks and the Vancouver Grizzlies. In New York City, in 2001, in New York City, U.S. President George W. Bush threw out the first pitch at Game 3 of the World Series between the New York Yankees and the Arizona Diamondbacks. 2001, Michael Jordan returned to the NBA with the Washington Wizards after 3.5-year retirement. The Wizards lost 93-91 to the New York Knicks in his return. Sports quote of the day, the future ain't what it used to be. Yogi Berra. Yogi used to have some great quotes. We got Pearly back in.
The rope-a-dope. You rhyme me the rope-a-dope.
Boy, the rope-a-dope put him to sleep, boy. Foreman didn't see that coming.
You know, I wasn't a huge Ali fan until that fight. That fight brought me over. I learned respect for him after that.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
I was a Joe Frazier fan.
You was a Dongos Frazier fan?
Dongos Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Yeah, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but then after that, that and when he visited the Bahamas is when I really became a Muhammad Ali fan. That's really, really brought me over the top.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, I got his autograph too, you know.
That was pretty good. I know you did your thing. I know you was right there to get everything organized. Now, we got a call, Pearly. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's popping, Naughty?
What's going on? Pearly. What's going on, 52?
Yeah, all right, man. But I think Pearly might have me by a couple of years, you know. But here's why I didn't like Muhammad Ali. You know, when you look at Ali fight throughout his years, right? One thing I liked was his confidence, and people mistake that for his, you know, he was like arrogant, you know, like just so bold, right? But his size, he wasn't always the biggest guy, right, Pearly? But you notice how huge some of those guys was, like Sonny Liston and Joe Frazier. You see how big some of them was to him, Naughty?
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they couldn't hit him. He was light on his feet. He was very light on his feet. He was very fast. He couldn't hit him. He was, I think he was a junior heavyweight for the Olympics, and then came into the heavyweight class, and they just couldn't keep up with him.
Well, I know Pearly would have educated himself well on this, but yes, what I noticed right, Naughty, for his size, he had a knockout punch, like, you know, that uppercut and that jab. It was amazing. Like Pearly saying, like, light on the foot, but while I was moving on the foot in any position, he catch you with the uppercut, and that's it. Like, and he, you know, it's so, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, he had a very, very quick job.
I was always amazed at Ali's quickness and his strength and how he wasn't a big guy, but he was like, how tall he was? About 6 feet?
No, he was taller than that. I think Ali was
6'2", 6'3",
6'3", somewhere around. He was.
I think he might have been about 6'2". I don't think he was 6'3", Pearly. He might have been 6'2", or something. It wasn't that tall. But Pearly, you won last night, right?
Well, convincingly, yes.
Yeah, so, and we lost, and so... I started to watch, that was San Diego and Chicago?
Los Angeles and Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, but your boy, what's your boy's name who's come over there and them? My name's right?
Yeah, you're talking about Eric, about Sawyer.
Yeah, but I like how the 49ers got beat. We have to bring them back to reality, but Pearly's genius, right? The AFC, yeah. So, I mean, if the Bengals beating up, you see why I got to respect the Steelers. Our division is, I think, for a little while now, is one of the roughest in the league, you know, because when you look at Baltimore and Cincy, but, you know, the Browns, I haven't heard about them, I mean, from Bernie Kosar time, eh?
Yeah, that's a good observation, Bernie Kosar time.
So what you guys need to do now is we need to do a little back in history thing to find out who compares with who, and we can start off from, like, maybe, like, Don Fouts or somebody like Kenny Stabler. That's how what's so old is. So, Pearly, you might have me by a couple, so you know who I'm talking about, right, Pearly? And Naughty should know, too.
Kenny Stabler threw a pass between two Miami Dolphin defenders to break my heart on the playoff game. I don't forget him.
Yeah, but hold on. You know what I noticed, too? You know who we can never forget in the quarterback world, Naughty?
Who?
John Elway.
Why?
And the Super Bowl, one Super Bowl
he lost four Super Bowls. I'll never forget him because he lost four Super Bowls. I don't care about the two that he won.
Oh, God, you bug me. They never win.
They won two Super Bowls with Shanahan, with Terrell Davis at the running back position.
Shannon Sharp,
and Steve Atwater with the defense.
Elway, he never won a Super Bowl.
And McCaffrey, he won two. Oh. He went to six. He lost four.
I went with all that. I said, let me tell you why I remember him.
Hold on.
On the first pass in a Super Bowl game, he threw a touchdown. On the first pass. So, you know, that's like, he was hard.
I watched John Elway come out and throw two on Doug Williams and the Washington Redskins. And then I watched Doug Williams throw four on them in the second quarter and blow them out the building.
That's true, yeah. But, you know, Doug Williams, he was a black guy, so them time it was a league.
First African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
But he came out of nowhere. That's what I'm saying. So just to show you how the league operates. But anyhow, it's another day. Bless him.
Yeah, man.
But I Googled it. Ali was actually 6'3".
Say that again, Pearly, because I lost you.
Ali was actually 6'3".
Wow. Ali was kind of like my height, a little bit taller than me. But you never thought of it.
About 205, 218, somewhere around there.
He's a big guy.
Well, not as big as you think he was, but he was all right. But, Naughty, you remember in the conversation, I told you that Burrow is getting healthy? And a lot of people discounted what he could do. And I said, if he's a healthy team, Cincinnati's a team to reckon with. And they showed that on Sunday.
Yeah, they did show that on Sunday. I can't tell you where to lie. I thought it would have gone a little different. I picked the 49ers to win.
The mistake I made is I started Trevor Lawrence over him, even though Trevor Lawrence gave me 25.
Yeah, but that wasn't good enough because I beat you by 100. I can talk it.
Oh, Lord. I'm
you smack boy, and I love you. But Trevor Lawrence, you couldn't.
I spank up Chef.
You better talk. You better talk about Chef because she wasn't spanking me yesterday. Not with C.D. Lamb with 34 points and Gus Edwards with 29. Y'all didn't see Gus the bus coming in.
No, you beat me like a carpet. You beat me like you beat a carpet. Yes, you did. I ain't running away from that.
But the problem is, like I tell Sandra, a couple more games left to play.
I took my frustrations out on Chef, though.
Yeah, but you did. Jesus, you did. I ain't gonna lie. but sitting and fighting it out in another leg, just like me. I'm fighting it out in one leg and killing in a couple others. This is how it is.
That might be the worst fantasy year in my history of fantasy football. The worst.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's see what we got on the lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Boy, speaking of spanking, I come to mind.
Ha, 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 Bernie! You who want him first? Who want him first, Bernie? Me or you, Bernie?
No, see, the problem is...
Bernie, you deal with him, because I don't have to deal with this 49er producer ours in the back here, okay? Who needs to shut up for 3 weeks. He can't say a word. But you...
I can let you spank this.
You deal with him because you're all playing next, so you all really should have it.
The man can say, don't worry about that. This is that little warm-up. We took this loss to spank Miami next week. Y'all get two losses in a row.
See, I'm out of the Big Chief. You know why? Because Georgia did what they were supposed to do on the parlay, and we're all good, Big Chief. But as far as the Kansas City Chiefs go, you all totally kiboshed and blew up one for me, and I can let Purdy deal with you on that.
Cost me in the parlay again. Cost me in the parlay, but no problem. But you got two losses coming. Two losses in a row.
Well, I be very rare because that don't happen for us. And I mean, honestly,
it's the first time for everything. There's the first time you got a kiss. It's the first time for everything.
Listen, it's a trap game. But it's the first time for everything was the Sunday. That's the first time Mahomes ever lost on the road in the division. So
To be very honest, there have been some question marks that you're team for the last couple of games. There have been some question marks, and there are still some question marks.
Well, every team I think has question marks
Yes. Every team. I'm talking about the specific question marks that the Chiefs may not be as powerful as they were last year. That's the bet. You know that. A lot of people are saying that. You don't look as good as you did last year.
I have said this over and over again. When you are the Super Bowl champ, you get everybody's best shot. And we have to remember that when we play. There are no off weeks for us. And I think from some end, you could see the focus was in there. Mahomes is, and I know he didn't feel that, but he was just missing stuff. I mean, he played bad. He played bad. But he was sick, whatever else, he played bad yesterday.
And he cost me in fantasy too. I just want you to know that.
Five times, and your MVP quarterback has. Okay?
Between you and Naughty, I really don't. I really want to figure out who talks a better spin.
Naughty is spin. Hey, just being honest with you, you know, remember that. I am one of them fans who was around from the Bird years, so I've seen us play bad. I don't have no problem saying we play bad. When we play bad.
Okay.
Yesterday was just, I've never seen us play poorly in all three phases of the game. Even the game with Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, where we were outplayed and the offensive line was complete trash. At least in the special teams, and we played good. We dropped the ball on every part of the game, including coaching. There's no way you go for a 4th-and-22 with 4 minutes left. You kick the ball with your punter, and you try to get field position. 4th-and-22? Come on. I mean, even Reed was screwing the pooch yesterday. We played horribly, and we deserve to get beat.
Okay.
Right? You know, and so, like, they posted on Facebook, and the Chiefs do it, be quiet. Talk it again.
There you go,
Smuggler.
Yes, you do.
But I can show up and at least back up what I said. And I told y'all, you know, I mean, hey, we do bad. I can come on the show and say, we play it bad.
I got a text coming in. Hey, now you can go apologize for your quarterback there, Mr. Big Chief. 9 points, that's a record low for the Chiefs. The Dolphins gonna spank them again. Mahomes gave me 17 measly points on my fantasy football league. Me lose this week. That's why the Dolphins need to spank them.
Well, I don't ever apologize for fantasy because, first of all, the whole concept of me having to root for somebody on a team that I hate, I can't do that. That just don't make sense to me.
But fair enough.
I don't ever apologize for fantasy. I hope Mahomes lose you every week in fantasy as long as he wins. So.
And on that note, you better get off this foot because now you can send people
on. My dog's got Missouri next week. That's going to be a big game. The line on that, we're going to beat them by 20.
Missouri got a good defense, though.
Listen, they always play us tough, but they come into us this year. And between them hedges, we're trim. And that's all I can say. Listen, y'all have a good... World Series is the most boring World Series ever.
That is true. And Purdy LaGreca is a Dodgers, ain't there? Now,
no, but the game one was kind of cool. But game one was boring until the end, and then the last game is not. This is not bringing any excitement to anybody. I'm anxious to see their ratings.
All right, well, we got to get to the break, Pearly, and I know you're going to take it the rest of the way. We got Rich Eisen taking us home with Overreaction Monday. All right, that's a good breakdown on a lot of things. And I'm of course, you'll chop it up on the flip side of the break because obviously, you know, Mystery Dolphin is still out there. You Dolphins got a lot to talk about. I will say this before I leave. Can we get a little respect put on the Cowboys' name now after week 7, week 8? If you're looking at NFC, can we get a little respect put on our name?
We'll see tomorrow. But we'll see what Stephen A. Smith, how he ranks them.
I'm worried about Stephen A. Smith. I'm telling you now, we go into Philly and punch them in the mouth. Okay? And when it's all haircut, number one team in the NFC, could be the Dallas Cowboys. And watch how many times they deny us like Peter did Christ. Watch. Just watch. Okay. Just watch.
Okay.
It's coming. It ain't going. It's coming. I tell you. And in a matter of 4 games, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have a 7-5 record. 4 straight coming. Watch. Starts with Dallas, then Kansas City, then somebody else, and Buffalo. Okay, there's an opportunity there for them to lose 4 straight games.
I think so.
And you and I both know Philly is not the Philly of last year. They're getting by, but they ain't Philly.
We'll see.
I see the 49ers getting healthy and rebounding with a couple of losses now and being more in the conversation at the end of the year than the Philadelphia Eagles.
We'll see.
We'll see. And we'll talk.
Who's our producer, Naughty?
Mr. Arlington, Mr. 49er. Give him the business, too, by the way, because he's lost 3 straight.
I know. I'm about to lose 4.
And he can't talk to nobody. 4. We'll go to the break. Pearly will take you home, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Appreciate it. And HV, I better go make that money.
Oh, gotcha, bro. I gotcha.
Listen, nothing like a good corporate gig, you know, where they tell you to stay around for the buffet and the open bar afterwards.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Ting's good. Ting's good.
You need to carry me with you so make sure that you know, I can lift you out.
Well, we got a couple of this between now and Christmas coming up, and we'll coordinate it so you can be my agent and show up, and you can partake of the open bar and the buffet as well.
Of course. That sounds like a plan.
And you could hide some industrial tinfoil because I just like to tote. You know that I'm an all-star toter, and I have no shame. And on that note, we'll go to the break.
More time until next time. Just to find you a minute, babe.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the Oven Toasted Turkey Sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious crispy lettuce and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the 2 Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. 2 people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidence.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andrus, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the 2 Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit our information. That's BahamasResidence.com.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-get using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back, and this is Pearly filling in for Naughty at this moment and time. And yesterday was an interesting day in football. I think we saw who should win. We ain't gonna talk about Kansas City because we know what happened there. And we give Naughty his props on how his team did yesterday, how his Dallas Cowboys were very impressive yesterday. Very impressive. I must give them that. I must give them those props. But when you look at some other games, I mean, they spanked their arms up. I don't know if that's an indication that Dallas is that much better, or I don't know if that's an indication if Dallas is if the Rams are heading in the wrong direction. You know, I don't know. But let's see what they do next week, and then I'll get a better indication. I told you guys that the Bengals are starting to turn their game around. I told you that Joe Burrow is getting healthy, and once he gets healthy, that's a different thing. He's probably, you know, and we know McMahon, quarterback in football, we see him in the face of football, but Burrow ain't that far behind, and we're seeing it. And we may not give the respect to the man out of Miami, but you watch those passes he dropped yesterday. Some accurate passes, that touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill is like Tyreek is just running to drop it right in a basket. The Waddle touchdown, we ain't going to say much because Waddle just beat the guy, but there's some good young quarterbacks in the NFL today. Some very good young quarterbacks in the NFL today. And I enjoy watching them. I thought yesterday was an interesting day in football. I was able to watch it on the family island. So that was kind of fun. And listen how the family islanders think about football. How the family islanders think about football. And they all just like Nassau wins, you know. They all think the Dolphins are the greatest team in the world. I had to slip that there like that. Cause some confusion out there in life, but then when you look at the I was very impressed with Geno Smith yesterday, Ben, how he played for the Seahawks. I don't know if it's because he was playing the Browns defense is really good. Taking in mind of the Browns that is depleted, and maybe that is a factor in the game, or maybe that is a factor. But it was a good game yesterday as well. The Ravens were pretty impressive, even though Arizona did put some points up on the board. And I watched the Chargers yesterday. I sat down last night and watched the Chargers. And I must say, I ain't quite certain what to say about them, because they kind of look a bit impressive at times. And maybe Herbert is getting better. His finger, you know, he had a dislocated finger. And maybe he's getting a whole lot better. Maybe we're seeing that was the eighth game of the season. So let me put that out there. That was the eighth game of the season. And with that being the eighth game of the season, you're now starting to see a lot of teams finding their way, per se. Time is starting to separate men from the boys, champions from contenders. Starting to see where some teams, it goes over the next eight, maybe over the next one or two games, you'll have a couple of upsets up there. But I think after that, unless that team is a hot team that's making a run for the they're pretty much going to fall right in line if we want. I think we're going to see some good football over the next 8 weeks. I think there's going to be a lot more parity in the league over the next 8 weeks. So I'm excited about what's going on in football. I'm excited to see what's happening. Just to see where it go. This year, while we know certain teams should be at a level in football, you know, we know the 49ers are there. We know the Chiefs were there. The Dolphins are pretty much a surprise team because they pretty much picked to go 9-8. Maybe 10-7. But they weren't picked to look this good. All right? Now, granted. I know people can throw it there. Oh, they ain't playing. They ain't beating over 500 teams. Fine. But they beat NFL professional teams. All right? Granted, they lost to the Buffalo Bills. But the Buffalo Bills might just cut them as a division game. All right? Granted, the Philadelphia Eagles got away from Miami. Got away. Nobody could tell me in this whole wide world that the NFL team can play flawless, perfect football. I don't want to accept that that's the last thing in the world to accept. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I never bought into those conspiracies. But Lord, it was hard. Lord, it was hard. It was hard. It was hard not to say, okay, what's going on here? All right. But it is what it is. It's good to see what's going down in the NFL. Next week, we expect some interesting things to happen. There's going to be some key matchups. The Dolphins are going to be in Berlin. I keep saying Berlin. They're going to be in Berlin playing the Chiefs. I'm telling you, I told Speak Chiefs this. They're going to get two losses in a row. The teams that are on the decline, the Rams and the Packers next week. Again, then you got two other teams on the decline, the Commanders and the Patriots next week. And then the two other teams on the decline, the Buccaneers and the Titans next week. And then two other teams that are fighting is the Arizona Cardinals and the Browns. Then you get the Bears and the Saints. Next week probably is going to be really hot. But then after that, you got the Ravens playing the Seahawks. I expect the Ravens to do what they have. I expect the Vikings to do what they have to do next week. The Colts and the Panthers is going to be an interesting game to see. The Giants and the Raiders, oh, two lowly teams. But the key game, two games next week, about three games, the Dolphins-Chiefs game is going to be a big game. But two other games, because we're talking so much about the Dolphins-Chiefs game, we're not paying close attention to other games that are happening. And because the publicity of that game is overwhelming thing. The next big game is a huge game for the NFC East. You got the Cowboys and the Eagles are playing. This way, you're going to really test if the Cowboys shut up the respect that Naughty's trying to get. You're going to be interesting to see that. And then another key game, Buffalo is at Cincinnati. Cincinnati just came off a big game. Are playing extremely well. Even though they won, that's going to be a game to see. So, we say the stars are aligning themselves. And then the Jets and the Chargers on Monday night. This should be another interesting game. So next week's Sunday. And guess what? You get an opportunity to watch all three games with no worries about crossovers. You got the Dolphins-Chiefs game at 9:30. I think that's... Is that 9:30? Yeah, 9:30. And then you got the Eagles and the Cowboys at 4:25. And then the Sunday night game is Buffalo and Cincinnati Bengals. They're the games that will grab my attention next week. They're the games that I think... we'll see with the games that I see that the world will be looking at. But I think we have a call on the line. Do we have a call on there, Mr. Producer? Did my caller get lost?
Hey, Burley, what's up?
Hey, in this corner, my brother, right in this corner. What's happening?
Well, yeah, there's some big games next week. There's some big games. Big game.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That'd be a good day for football next week.
But the Cowboys ain't out of the woods yet. Now, they would be out of the woods with me if they beat Philadelphia next week. They would be out of the woods. They ain't proved nothing to me yet. Now, if Philadelphia lose, if Jalen Hurts lose next week, I write them off for the rest of the year. You understand?
That's the point I'm raising too, Mystery, that Naughty wants our respect this week, but no, not yet. Let's see what you do next week. You beat the Eagles next week, then all hats off.
I would bow to him. I would take my hat. I would bow to him if they beat the Eagles next week.
I want
chances,
you to know he's listening.
Chances of that is slim to none.
Maybe so. We'll know better. We'll know if the Eagles are for real next week. We'll know if the Cowboys are the team to be reckoned with next week. It's all on the table next week.
Now, the 49ers, I wonder why they didn't let Brock Purdy sit that game out yesterday. Because he came back from a concussion, and they shouldn't let him play.
I don't know if that was the problem. And, you know, people...
They should have let Arnold play.
People were saying there was a quarterback problem. He threw for 300. Didn't he throw for 300 yards?
Yeah, but this player was running all over the place. But I think they should have let Arnold play. You understand?
I think he threw a couple of interceptions yesterday as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the game with us in Kansas City next week, let me tell you something. Shining. We need those injured reserves to come off of injured reserves, and we need all our players in for that. Because you know Patrick Mahomes can be running all over the place, my brother.
Listen, Jalen Ramsey was back. He looked good. He's on a pitch clock, but he looked good. He had his first pick yesterday. I think Xavier Howard should be back.
I hope he is back.
I think he should be back. Well, but you'll know Wednesday. And then I think Connor Williams may be back.
But Ramsey played, Jalen played yesterday, right?
He had his first pick yesterday. He had an interception.
Yeah. Yeah, he played yesterday.
So I think you're gonna. I think what is good about it is that you're starting to see the Dolphins get healthy as the weeks go on.
What happened to DeShane?
So who to who? A-Chan?
Yeah,
he's gonna be out maybe another 2 weeks, and then he'll be back. I don't think he'll be back for the Kansas City game. But like I say, on Wednesday when the injury report comes out, we'll have a better idea of where he's at with that.
We miss him. Trust me.
Another couple of weeks as well.
Trust me, we miss him, brother. We miss him.
And then Wynn is gone for a long time. He's going to be gone for another 4 weeks, maybe. But yeah. you got people coming back. You got some other players coming back. I think Farragano. I keep calling him Fagiano. I call him all kind of funny names. I think he's going to finally get to see how his defense really develops over the next couple of weeks as more players come back. If Xavier Howard could come back and Jalen Ramsey, they get on two corners. They're going to be pretty decent, pretty hard to stop. So, you know, it'll be good if Howard come back and we got both of them for the Kansas City game. Big Chief hang up too early, Kansas City can be in problems. And I predict.
Yeah, but
what they call it? Monday Monday quarterback coach is going to tell you. Monday morning quarterback. Chiefs going to have two losses in a row.
You know what, Pearly? The team to really watch this year is Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I keep telling people
they are the most underrated team right now in the league.
They keep dismissing them. They keep dismissing them. They keep saying that they're not going to be much. But you watch. I think Trevor Lawrence is one of the better top 10 quarterbacks, and I like what game he's playing.
Yeah, they play.
But Chief, before you go, you know, before we go to the break, we got some picks. Why don't you help me with the picks today?
For when?
For the night. I'll call them and you tell me who you think will win.
What pick?
Okay, you got the Orlando Magic at the Lakers. The Lakers are 3.5-point favorite. I take the Lakers tonight. Who you go with?
But you know who I can go with. Hey, come on. What kind of question is that? I go with the Magic.
Then we got the Texas Rangers against the Arizona. You're going with the Magic. I know that. The Texas Rangers at the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight. Texas is a favorite tonight.
Diamondbacks.
Okay, I'll take the Rangers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the Raiders at the Detroit Lions.
I'll go with Detroit.
I'll take Detroit
definitely.
Too.
Yeah.
I'll go with Detroit too. Okay, back to the NBA. The Celtics at the Washington Wizards.
Celtics.
The Bulls at the Indiana Pacers.
Bulls.
Pacers. The Nets at the Charlotte Hornets.
Brooklyn.
That's a toss-up for me. I'll go to Brooklyn as well, though. The Trailblazers at the Raptors.
Portland.
I'll go with the Raptors. Minnesota Timberwolves at the Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta.
Minnesota. Detroit Pistons at the Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder.
I will go with OKC.
Me too. The Dallas Mavericks at the Memphis Grizzlies. It's only because they're home. The Golden State Warriors at the New Orleans Pelicans.
Golden State.
I think Zion too strong for them. I'm going to take the Pelicans at home. The Utah Jazz at the Denver Nuggets.
Denver.
And the game of the night, your Miami Heat at the Milwaukee Bucks.
Miami Heat. I don't get a taste, but that's a big game. That's a big game. Miami Heat for sure.
Just to make it interesting, I'll stick with the Bucks tonight.
I know you will. I know you will.
Listen, thanks for helping me with the picks today. We're going to go to a break. When we come back with a break, we're going to go with, I think, Rich Eisen with the final 10. It's been a good time. Thanks, all. Glad to hold on for Naughty for the last half of the show. Mystery, thanks for being the co-host with me. That's been it. This is Burley for Naughty and Talking Heads. It's been a good time. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk more sports tomorrow. We'll look at what's going on in the World Series. We'll look at how the Lakers did tonight. And we'll see what happened in the NFL. Take care. Be cool. And stay safe. I'm out.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. Getting good.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bets, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more options, means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's the end of the world.
Overreaction.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there,
hey guys,
sir?
What's happening? Good weekend?
We did. Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Had a great weekend.
Lots to overreact to.
Being rich in fantasy basketball is awesome.
You know, had a great weekend? Nobody cares about your fantasy team. Tua.
That's a lie.
Tua's going to win the MVP.
At this point in time, hold on a minute.
Tua's going to win the MVP.
Is this an No, it is not an overreaction. Is it arguable? Absolutely, it's arguable. But it's not out of the realm crazy where you're overreacting. He is
the quarterback. People just don't think of him as the MVP.
He is the quarterback. He is the quarterback of a 6-2 football team. Now, a lot of folks might say he's a product of his system, and we've already heard Mike McDaniel push back on that. And Tyreek Hill has got to catch the ball from somebody. How many times could he be open and then the quarterback airmails him, or the quarterback that we were all making fun of when Tyreek Hill just first showed up to wait for some fluttering passes in organized team activities, right? But I don't know about you. It's looked like money from Tua to Tyreek and Waddle, and then the running game in all of these plays that require motion to work to perfection. We finally saw one where it was a poor exchange between Tua and Raheem Mostert. It took 8 weeks for us to see that with all this stuff. So it's a wide open MVP race. You could make a case for Mahomes at 6-2. You could make a case for Travis Etienne, by the way. You could make a case for
AJ Brown.
You could make a case for Jalen Hurts. You could make a case for Trevor Lawrence. You could make a case for Lamar Jackson.
Tua's got all the numbers. Number one in passing yards. He's number two in yards per attempt. Number one in yards per game. Tied with Kirk Cousins for the lead in touchdowns. Yeah. He leads the league in passer rating. He's one of three quarterbacks with 70% completion percentage. He is doing it all
over there.
You just mentioned a great idea for the Vikings. I think the Vikings should trade for Kyler Murray.
I think that is an overreaction.
Go for it.
I think it's an overreaction. Guy's coming off of a knee injury, you know, and we're talking about this for anybody who might be watching this later on or listening to it on our podcast later on. This is happening just as the Vikings have confirmed it is an Achilles injury and Kirk Cousins is out for the season, as we all suspected it would be. He's coming off of a knee injury. It still takes time for a quarterback to get used to a new system and new receivers, which everybody is, you know, and that's why and he's expensive, not just in dollars and in cents, but it's also in terms of whatever you'd have to pay the Cardinals to give up on Murray. That's why I say Trey Lance or even maybe Tannehill is a much less expensive monetarily and also for sure in draft capital. So I'll say that's an overreaction and call it a day on that one. What else,
Kirk
Chris?
Cousins is a free agent. Just trade for Murray. You got your guy. He's already under contract.
I get it. It might be apples to apples on your salary cap sheet when it all comes down to it. But to save this season right now, hey, Kyler, you come in. That's a new facility here. That's a new receiver there. That's a new system here. Trey Lance comes from the Shanahan system, which we all know is highly related to the McVay system, which is what Kevin O'Connell is from. Put Trey Lance in there. At least you're in the realm of getting him up to speed fast enough, and it's not that expensive. It won't cost you a ton of stuff that you're sitting on your hands in Detroit for the draft next year. What else?
I don't know, right, guys? It's bad. The 49ers are not going to win a playoff game this year.
All right, I guess that's what this segment's all about. Okay. Let's see what happens.
If the playoffs started today, Rich.
Yes, I know. Okay?
Niners are the sixth seed.
They're in Detroit.
Lions win tonight. They're jumped to number two. They'd have to go to Seattle. Not a great place to play in the playoffs.
Okay. This is an overreaction, pal. Truly and completely. Trent Williams comes back. Debo comes back.
Are they coming back?
Off of the bye. We will see them in Jacksonville. What a game that is. But to sit here and say a three-game losing streak in weeks 6 through 8 means they will not win a single game from week 18 on, or is ridiculous. So I will just call that an overreaction for the moment.
I mean, they're showing signs that aren't translating to playoff wins.
I understand that. But the segment is called Overreaction Monday. The podcast version of it that we're going to be doing as soon as this show is over for everybody out there who listens to that podcast version. It's a half hour of this sort of stuff. 3 weeks ago, you on that show, the topic was the Niners would beat a team comprised of all-stars from all the 31 others. So that just shows you how quickly things can change. This is just week 8.
Week-to-week league.
What else you have over there?
Week-to-week league, Rich. And it's a week-to-week league for the Rams. With Matthew Stafford injured, the Rams should be sellers at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Who are they selling? I mean, they have one of the youngest rosters in the league. Who are they selling? Not Nacua, not Kupp.
Take calls. The Chiefs call for Cooper Kupp. What are they going to say?
New phone. Who it is? Are you kidding me?
The Eagles call for Aaron Donald. Why not?
Nope.
The Eagles.
Donald would be the only one, but Donald only wants to go to Pittsburgh.
There you go. Steelers. Boom. They're still in the playoff mix.
No.
Send them home.
No.
Who needs wide receivers?
No. I think your premise is that with Stafford injured, the Rams season as we thought it might turn into a...
They looked like a playoff team. You
Cinderella
know,
run
so, yeah.
Is in jeopardy. I think you're spot on there. That's not an overreaction to say that the Rams season is in jeopardy of being something other than a get right on the cap and, you know, try and win as many games as possible season. I'll buy that, but not what you're saying right there. Cup and Donald. No. What else, Chris?
Well, you're going to love this one then.
Okay.
The Chiefs won't be the one seed in the AFC come January.
I think that is not an overreaction. And I know. Here I go again with Chiefs Nation. I'm not saying you're losing the division, all right?
Simmer down now.
But, yeah, I can see that this is not an overreaction. Can the Dolphins even win on Sunday when I'm calling that game on NFL Network? I can't say that, by the way.
Chiefs are favorite in that game.
You know, and the Jaguars can absolutely be the one seed in this conference. And the Ravens might be the team that has the best chance of all of them to be the one seed in this division because they don't play the Chiefs. Jaguars have already lost to the Chiefs. That's a problem for maybe having the one seed as a tie break if they have the same record. And, you know, there's also a game coming up on Sunday that will be important between the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Ravens don't play coming up. So, entirely possible. So, that's not an overreaction at all right now. What else, Chris?
Two more. TJ, this is for you.
Okay.
This is the best the Cowboys have looked offensively under Mike McCarthy.
All right. Okay. By that, as the play caller, not Kellen Moore, not in his administration.
As a play caller.
Okay.
Okay, as a play.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.